Welcome to Engineering Influence, a podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies. Today, we are talking with the ACEC Research Institute's Executive Director, Daphne Bryant, and researcher, Joe Bates, on the second in a series of three research studies that the Institute's putting out to measure, profile, and really just benchmark for the first time ever the true size, scale, and scope of the engineering and design community beyond just engineering, also the other professional services that are within the sector. And they are releasing a first of its kind economic contribution report. And it's a significant study that kind of goes and fills in a lot of what the first study did, which was the profile, which was the benchmark. And essentially what we're talking about here is an industry that contributes almost $600 billion worth of economic activity to the U.S. economy. And that is a massive number. There's a lot to talk about. There's a lot of detail to dig into here. And let's start thinking first on that number, $600 billion, and let's take a look at where that comes from. Now, according to the profile, we know that the industry revenues total about $386 billion in direct spending. And then when you add in the indirect and induced contributions, we arrive at a total of $600 billion. And that's about 3% of total U.S. GDP. In addition, the report shows that we support a total of 4.5 million jobs, both direct and indirect. And really, those are some significant numbers. So Daphne and Joe, welcome to the show to talk about this. Did you expect to see this in your research?
Thanks, Jeff, for having us. And yeah, it is a huge number and a bit surprising, although, you know, I think we sort of innately knew that we were a big piece of the economy. We didn't have the exact numbers. So we're excited to have some exact numbers now to be able to share with the ACEC membership and the broader community, and looking forward to kind of diving into those with you today.
Yeah. And Joe, you know, we get to this point of looking at indirect and direct. And I know that, you know, one of the things that this contribution report shows is that the engineering, architecture, design, that sector of the economy really does intersect and interact with practically every aspect of the economy from a macro level. Can you kind of go into how this works, how the direct and indirect impact of the industry on other sectors?
Sure. Thanks, Jeff. And thanks again for having me here today. The direct economic impact is pretty much what we saw in the profile report that we released first. What this report does is it adds in the direct, and as you said, the indirect and the induced economic effects. What that means is the direct impact is what AE firms, what AE companies in this sector are spending. It's their revenues, essentially. But they take those revenues and they pay their employees salaries and wages. They buy products and materials, et cetera, et cetera. They pay rents to commercial properties, or they buy other properties. Every time that money is spent by a firm in the AE sector, it then becomes an indirect benefit to the economy. So the idea is that if I gave you $100, Jeff, that's direct spending. But then you're going to take that $100 and spend it on other things. That's indirect spending. So when we talk about the direct, the indirect, and so on forth down the pipeline, we're talking about the money that starts in the AE sector and how it filters out through the economy.
Yeah, and going back to that $600 billion number and what you just said about how, you know, that multiplier effect throughout the economy, I mean, here's some stats that I think, you know, are attention grabbing. If the AE sector suddenly shut down, the real estate and rental industry would experience a $10.5 billion loss. the IT industry would fall by $11.2 billion. I mean, that's a significant hit to the economy in two critical areas that drive America forward, you know, real estate and then, of course, IT services. You know, the engineering industry has a reputation as being fairly data heavy. What makes this interesting to someone who's not a numbers person or somebody who's completely outside of our space?
One of the things we did in this report, Jeff, is we tried to use some figures and some stats that would be understandable to the average person. So for one, each new job in the AE industry generates two more jobs in other areas of the economy. That's a pretty simple figure, but it's amazing when you think of the impact. Another example is if you look at the taxes that are paid at the state and local level, not just by the AE industry itself, but again, by, you know, the downstream effects of it as well. But if you look at the state and local taxes that are supported by the AE industry, it could cover the salaries of 645,000 public school teachers for 1 year, or 262,000 police officers for 1 year. And that is more than a third of all the police officers in the US. So that gives you some perspective of how large of a contribution the AE industry is making to the US economy.
I think another thing, Jeff, that's interesting, just to kind of put it in terms of, things that are the AECEC members think about, and I think this is something they might appreciate, is if you look at the contributions, again, from the engineering and related services and the annual taxes that are paid, there's enough taxes paid to repair 172,000 of America's 231,000 structurally deficient bridges. That's over half of the bridges that we know need help that would be impacted by that. So, you know, we're really talking about some significant numbers here.
I think when you get into those indirect benefits, when you start talking about the fact that, you know, the tax revenue that is generated by the sector and it filters down throughout the economy and especially into local communities, and you're able to say that the engineering sector supports that many teachers, that many first responders, the people who keep our communities running, is significant. And it shows how interwoven the engineering sector is to the rest of the economy. I would imagine that this kind of data is going to be beneficial to a lot of people, not just our members. And I'm sure that they're going to get great use out of this. But then, you know, outside of ACEC, we have a number of groups that are within the construction or design space, whether they're architects, they're contractors, even the suppliers of infrastructure should be able to use this data to underscore why, you know, their contribution is important too, because they're part of this larger overall puzzle. And the same can be said for policymakers. You know, for anyone out there listening who is, you know, thinking about what Congress might do next on infrastructure, I mean, this goes to show. You plus up money for bridges or highways, that engages an engineering firm to design or manage the project. That money is reinvested into communities. You have that multiplier effect on employment. You have the multiplier effect on tax revenue. And you can see how that is the basis of economic stimulus in communities that receive that investment. How far do you want to get this report out beyond the ACEC community?
Yeah, Jeff, I think, you know, there's a lot of great data and information that's come from this study and even from the one we released last month on the industry profile, right? That first allows ACEC members to really understand our footprint from an economic standpoint, and then also from an industry standpoint. So, you know, we're literally taking this study and being able to see our intersection with all industries. One of the stats that really, I think, impressed me when I read through the final findings was one in every 33 Americans owes their job to engineering and architecture industry. Yeah. That's significant impact and contribution that we're having. Mm-hmm. We're playing a really strong supporting role in all industries, not just our own. And I think, you know, that can't be understated. So I think it's it will have a lot of impact moving forward.
Yeah, there's one more that I think really stuck out to me when you talked about the deficient bridges. And I was looking for it while you said that. It was the engineering architectural initiated annual taxes. So the taxes that are generated by the sector are sufficient to pay for the maintenance of nearly 100,000 miles of highway per year. And that's about the total road inventory of New Jersey and Delaware combined. I mean, that's significant in and of itself, right? I mean, we're talking about two, I mean, that's I-95. That's, you know, picture in your mind what that is and what that road inventory is, and the fact that at this point right now, the taxes that are generated out of that work can support 100,000 miles of highway per year. If we increase investment in infrastructure and we do more projects that require design services, that number is just going to grow. And I think it, information like this, like you said, I mean, because it shows the impact on so many different sectors. This is the kind of thing that could help policymakers kind of picture and for the first time kind of, you know, really create that, translate the data into something that's actually tangible, because it's always that challenge of saying that, okay, you know, you talk about the number of deficient bridges that we have, we talk about the number of miles of highway that are in disrepair. And we all talk about the same thing all the time. We're always talking about the bad stuff. This is some really good information because it's positive. It shows that the industry, the sector is actually helping to sustain the economy, not just in the coasts, but, you know, this is nationwide. My understanding, Daphne and Joe, is that, you know, you guys have it broken down by state as far as, you know, where the tax revenue is. And, you know, what are there any areas there that kind of stick out to you from a national basis on where this sector has probably the greatest impact?
Yeah, I think it's a great point, Jeff, and one that I was just thinking about as you were talking too, is to make sure that your listeners realize that this study does have state level detail in it. And so we're able to look at the job contribution, the tax contribution, GDP contributions by state. Probably not surprising, California and Texas are the largest. Obviously based on population footprint and so forth. So those definitely do stand out as kind of the top contributors in all the work that we did.
We also see, Jeff, a few interesting data points that pop out because certain industries that are more concentrated in certain parts of the country. So mm-hmm. For instance, the aerospace industry is, of course, more focused in the Northwest. So we see in some areas, the Northwestern states have a little bit more impact when it comes to the AE sector. We also see Michigan as having an outsized impact because of the automakers that are focused in that area. So there are some really interesting nuances when you look at the state level. I think another point just to make overall, as you were saying before, policymakers really do need to understand how important the AE sector is, because obviously there's a lot of public investment mm-hmm. into the AE sector. And it's not just these direct and indirect benefits that we're talking about. We haven't even looked at what's the total impact of building a new highway on a state's economy. That's not even part of the purview of this. So we're showing there's a tremendous number of benefits. But if you look at what is produced as a result, those benefits continue long after the actual project is completed.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that is mentioned a lot when we talk about different aspects of engineering, and we have, you know, firm leaders and we have some, you know, people who are specialists, they always talk about systems, right? They always talk about, look at engineering as a system. You're not just building, you know, a skyscraper. It's a system in itself. You know, you have all the different components that go into it to make it actually work. The same thing can be said for infrastructure, because, for example, you know, we have interests from a policy perspective of ACEC that run the gambit from, you know, immigration to, of course, WERDA for water infrastructure. You know, let's take WERDA, for example, that's ports, you know, and let's say the port of Charleston, and you're talking about dredging around the port of Charleston to allow post-Panamax ships to be able to dock there so that we're economically competitive. Well, okay, you do that, you create the roads that attach to the port. You know, that's an investment to build a road, but you're not thinking about the downstream economic benefits of suppliers and warehousing and these secondary businesses and even tertiary businesses that's set up there for a long term. You're talking about years of economic contribution, years of tax revenue, years of different economic development that can happen. So, to that point, it's not just a one-time thing either. It's constant generation of tax revenue. It's constant generation of jobs and opportunity and business. So that's something, of course, you know, should be part of the conversation whenever policymakers are looking at putting together another WERDA bill or the second, you know, FAST Act or whatever you have. So, Daphne, the report is out now. Where can people go and download it? And I imagine, just like in the profile, there are materials supporting the report, infographics and videos and the like. Where can they find all that?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, the same place, hopefully, they went and saw the industry profile. So that is programs.acec.org/impact-report. And actually, you'll find the industry profile report there, as well as this latest contribution report. And there are, Jeff, to your point, some infographics and the press release, a number of additional, some podcasts and so forth there. So additional resources that can be used and downloaded.
And again, this is not the end, right? This is the second of three reports that are coming out. So what do we have to look forward to from the Institute next?
Well, Jeff, we've got the third and final report of this trifecta that will be coming out in the next 4 weeks or so, give or take. And it's going to look at the forecast for the AE sector. We have to build upon what we've produced already. We know how important this sector is. We know how much it's contributing this year. I should say last year and in previous years. We're going to come out with a forecast for growth for this industry. Or if the pandemic and the economy is not doing as well, we'll know what's coming. So that's what's coming up next is the forecast. It'll include 5 years out. And we hope everybody will stay tuned for that.
Absolutely. That's going to be beneficial to a lot of audiences.
Yeah. And Jeff, just to add to that, that once we have that forecast model, it will also give us the ability to do some, you know, evaluate some scenarios around it, right? Whether it be around policy, geopolitical, other types of conditions that we can apply against that model and see what those impacts might be to the forecast. So that'll be another tool we'll have in our tool belt.
That's great. So again, that's programs.acec.org/impact-report. Go to the site, download the studies. They are free. So download them, share them, read them, get them out as far and wide as possible. This is really good stuff. This is, the Institute was started with this in mind to start developing some industry leading research. And this is a good example of that.
Yeah, and I just say, you know, thank you to the firms and the individuals who are sponsoring the Institute, because they're the ones that really made this possible. So we appreciate their support.
Absolutely. Yeah, because that their support made the reports possible, and the work that you guys are doing, continuing to get research out there, starting with the COVID research, you know, the studies that you did on business sentiment and what was going on during the pandemic. And now we're going into the long range forecasting. It's a lot of work in a short amount of time. So great work. Daphne, Joe, thank you again for coming back on the show to talk about the second report. We'll have you back on again to talk about the forecast when that comes out. And we'll put the link to the report in the show notes. Anything else that you want to say before we wrap up?
No, thanks, Jeff, for having us.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Jeff. This is always a lot of fun, and we really hope that your listeners will download all the information we're producing.
Great. Well, again, that has been another episode of Engineering Influence, a podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies. We'll see you again next time.